All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So let's attempt to do a serious topic that requires a little bit of nuance here because we don't know everything. But what I will say to you is we're going to go on the things we do know. Now, Simone Biles withdrew from the individual portion of the gymnastics deal here. Or what was it? The team portion. I don't
right,
know.
The team
I don't,
portion.
I don't care. The point is, we have some audio, but she said that she walked out there and said, nope, mental's not there, and withdrew. Not an injury. Hasn't cited a specific mental health issue, and whether she should or shouldn't is an entirely separate debate. I'm simply telling you what we do and don't know. We don't know that there was some kind of event. She said, whenever you get in a high-stress situation, you kind of freak out. I have to focus on my mental health and not jeopardize my well-being. It sucks when you're fighting with your own head. Initially, other team members wanted her to continue. I was like, I think the girls need to do the rest of the competition without me. They were like, I promise you'll be fine. We watched you warm up. I said, no, I know I'm going to be fine, but I can't risk a medal for a team. I need to call it. You usually don't hear me say that because I usually purse things, but not to cost the team a medal. So they were like, okay, if Simone says this, we need to take it serious. Here's the thing. And look, there are a couple more quotes. We'll play a piece of audio for you as well. She said, it's been a long Olympic journey. It's been a long year. After the poor performance I didn't want to go into the other events. So I thought I would step back. Wait. So the performance didn't go the way she wanted. She said she's frustrated by the night as a whole. I'll tell you what I initially thought. Because, look, I'm paid to give you my opinion. I'm paid to be honest. It's not an accusation, but I'm being honest with my audience. The first thing I thought of is, imagine if Tom Brady did this. Imagine if LeBron James did this. Imagine if, can he name a hockey star, Connor McDavid did this. Would the reaction be the same? And I want you to think about this now. It doesn't make it right or wrong. We're having a conversation here. But I looked at this and I went, wait a second. The Olympics aren't every week or every month or even every year. Every 4 years. She didn't like the way the night went. She admits she her mentally off her game. And she withdrew. Teammates tried to get her to go forward, right? The people that depend on you. You're to go. Simone Biles is the greatest gymnast and one of the great Olympians ever. She's the GOAT. She calls herself the GOAT. And she went, nah, not tonight. And by all accounts, it looks like she's coming back for the team competition. There's no injury. And she's probably coming back. So I thought about, what would the scene be if Aaron died? All right, here, I'll localize it. If Matthew Stafford did this. Field. Didn't like the way the first drive went. And well, you know what? Not here mentally today. Whole team rallies around him and goes, Staff, number nine, you're our guy. We need you. Nah, man, carry on without me. You guys will be good. What would that reaction be? Versus the reaction Simone Biles is getting here, which, right, wrong, or otherwise, the reaction is overwhelming support and nobody will even discuss this. Like, I don't think it's wrong to have a discussion. I have no idea what the young lady's going through. None. And I don't know if she's right or wrong. But I know what my initial thought was. Whether that thought is right or wrong, you're welcome to criticize it. But I started putting this into other compartments of other sports and how we react, and I go, no way would people react this way. Now listen, to the Kevin Love came out and said, I have depression. I am in therapy. I need a break. What's anyone going to say to that? Nothing. Because mental health is important. Mental illness is serious, right? But that's not what Simone Biles said here. Now, some of you are going to get upset and go, well, she doesn't owe you that. Well, hold on a minute. First of all, she doesn't owe me anything. I don't owe her anything. I don't. This is just a broad-based discussion where I go, if you have an issue, a real issue here, and you're like, look, I'm in therapy. I've battled my mental health for a long time. I need a break. No one's going to say a word. You just wouldn't. But when you walk out and you go, yeah, mental's not there. I'm going to pull out. But I'll be back in 2 days. And when you come out, and I want to play this audio. And again, she talked about how we should be out here having fun. This hasn't been fun. This has been a long year. There's no fans. I'm going, whoa, 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 wait a second. That stuff ain't got nothing to do with you. David, play the audio of her, just a brief thing of her press conference, and I want to see if we can have a conversation about it. 248-539-9797, and then Rico needs the rest of the segment because I've been bloviating over here, but I'm trying to set this up so we can be adult about it. David.
No injury, thankfully, and that's why I took a step back because I didn't want to do something silly out there and get injured, so I thought it was best if these girls took over and did the rest of the job, which they absolutely did. They're Olympic silver medalists now, and they should be really proud of themselves for how well they did last minute having to go in. And it's been really stressful, this Olympic Games. I think just as a whole, not having an audience, there are a lot of different variables going into it. It's been a long week. It's been a long Olympic process. It's been a long year. So just a lot of different variables, and I think we're just a little bit too stressed out. But we should be out here having fun, and sometimes that's not the case.
And again, before I turn this to Rico, the tenor of this, I'm not championing anybody, and I'm not vilifying anyone. But the last I checked, we can have conversations. I wondered initially, what would this response be if this was LeBron? What would the response be if this was Matthew Stafford locally? And I can't help but think it would be different, right or wrong. So that's kind of where I'm at. I just wanted to know where you were at. I know you have a way different viewpoint on this. Please.
No, I do. I'm trying to think, do I have any time left?
Hell yeah. I got a few minutes.
Okay.
Take five.
Okay. Dave, is that
six.
Good for you?
All right. Want seven?
All right, here's the thing. But there was also a quote that we did not play from Simone earlier today. I just think mental health is more prevalent in our sport right now. We have to protect our minds and our bodies and not just go out and do what the world wants us to do. This is what she also said today. Mm-hmm. When I look at this, what would happen if an athlete did this? Well, you know what? I kind of think we've seen this before in Detroit when Barry Sanders just walked away. He wasn't hurt. He wasn't injured. He was just tired. He was fed up, and he didn't want to do it anymore. And he never came back and played again. He went out and lived his life. You don't know what these people are going through. And when I look at somebody like Simone, it was a team sport. If she's mentally not there, she's only going to hurt her team because they may not even get a medal because they're going to count on her performance. So if I walk out now, you can replace me. And they went out there and they got the silver medal. Now, would they have got the gold if she would have done it? I don't know. But she's saying, I'm just not there. You don't know what pressures people are going through. We like to think that every athlete is Michael Jordan and just walk out there.
Can I ask a question or do you want me to wait?
No, go ahead.
It's in direct to what you're talking about.
Go ahead.
Name one time we've ever talked about, well, let's consider what LeBron's going through. Name one time we've ever gone, you know, maybe Tom Brady has a lot of stress at home right now. Name one time we've done that.
Mike, look, when players have bad times, I say it all the time. I may not say it on the air, but I'm like, I don't know. This goes back. I figured this out a long time ago in the 90s. as you know, I like the Braves. Chipper Jones is one of my favorite players. Chipper Jones had a god-awful year. I couldn't understand it. I was angry. I was upset. I'm like, yeah, you should just trade this guy. He's apparently lost it. Comes back the next year. He's Chipper Jones again. Well, Chipper, what happened in that year? He was going through a divorce. And mentally, he's like, I was drained. I wasn't there. I wasn't for my team. I probably shouldn't have played. That, when I heard that interview, it then hit, struck a chord. We just assume that these people don't have lives, that they don't go through problems. They don't go through things, but they do. Now, the really great ones can put it in a compartment, put it in a box, set it aside, pick it up after it's over.
And that's what we expect.
But you also have to remember, I mean, basically, these are teenagers or early 20s. I mean, there's a reason why most child actors are alcoholics or drug addicts, because we kind of throw them out there in the limelight. We don't prepare them for real life and expect them to handle everything that we do as adults.
Right.
And I look at this, and maybe she felt like, I can't do this right now. And I do. I applaud on the biggest stage to walk out there and say, guys, I can't. I would love to come out here and do this.
It's stunning, to be quite honest.
Do this.
It's
and
stunning.
She knows. I've trained for 5 years for this moment. So it should let you know, this is really important for me. I can't do this right now. I'm okay with that.
I think the part that threw me off is the idea, and just, again, you read the people that cover this stuff, she's not out of the Olympics. She was just out of that. And I'm like,
but because here's the thing, when it comes to mental issues, people act like it's all the time, every day. If she would have went out there and rolled her ankle and said, I need 2 days, nobody, okay, give right. her 2 days. But she says mental health, and we automatically assume that she's in some mental institution.
No.
No, a lot of people do. Mental health has various degrees, just like getting injured. You could be in a car accident and not be and stuck in a wheelchair, or you could stub your toe. There's a big difference between the thing, and there's also a big difference when it comes to mental health.
I'll give you an example, and we didn't cover this story because I don't know why. But like Osaka, the tennis player, withdrew from the French Open because she didn't want to do the press engagements and, you know, cited mental health. And I sat there and I went, wait a second. Let me just get this straight now. I'm fine. You want to go and take care of your business same way Kevin Love did? There's no issue. Take care of yourself first. But I'm not going to vilify the French Open because they wouldn't let you not do a press engagement, but everyone else has to. No, these are the rules. Now you have to find a way. Can you work around that?
Yeah, but
like,
see,
I didn't understand everyone going out and going, oh my God, how could the French Open? And I'm like,
No, but Mike, the French Open got petty with it and put stuff out on social media saying, well, these people know how to do this and this person knows how to do this. Too bad everybody can't do
right,
this.
Right, but and there's like, a part, on. Yeah, but okay, fine. They got petty. So,
and
my then, point
but
is
what you gotta remember, Mike, and I know what you're gonna say, get off of it. But
no,
not only
please.
Do you have to deal with this, now you got to deal with everybody in social media trying to tell you that you're a bad person and what you're doing wrong.
Right.
And
that's
and all of this
you
stuff
are battling,
wears on
you could have no mental health issues. You shouldn't be on social media. If you have mental health issues, the last place you need to be is the most mentally damaging, emotionally draining, and toxic space on planet Earth, which is social media.
Right.
So I can't even.
And
any mental health professional would tell you that.
And like I said, if you just come out and say that, or you could just make up something like Kenny Galladay did last year when he walked off the field when he tripped over a blade
Uh-oh.
Of grass.
Uh-oh.
Did we forget about that?
Right.
He did. That happened.
Well, let's knock down a couple of calls.
Okay.
I just want to see where people are at with it. Because
okay.
when I saw it, I immediately went to other sports and I went, man, would it be different? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe everyone's just super understanding now. But when I listened to her words and I listened to what she said, I went, boy, that could be taken a couple different ways. And I know, oh, Lord, you can't have conversations anymore. But I wasn't totally like, oh, man, you know, okay. Like, oh, she's mentally fried. I'm tired. It's been a long year. Yeah, it's for everybody. You know what? Like,
but as you say, she literally has to go out there and do it in front of millions of people, where most folks do it in front of 10.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.